Vicky, thanks very much for joining me on the show this morning.
That's a pleasure.
So first of all, how did you get started composting and why did you use the ShareWaste app?
Well, I set up the compost bin and garden in the at the front of my house, and this was in April, May. So it was during the lockdown, and it was kind of fun to set it up then and have something constructive to do. and I live on my own, so it soon sort of occurred to me that I wouldn't actually myself have enough organic scraps to fill the compost bin. I'm a keen gardener, and obviously I wanted the compost for my garden, and I thought it was going to take a long time to get it going. So I found out about the ShareWaste app and joined that. And basically what it does, if you need compost, you register and people close by can contact you and bring you their scraps, or vice versa. If you've got the scraps, you can join the app and look for somebody near you who needs them. And so it's a great idea. I believe it was set up by a couple in Sydney. And it's got some 60,000 members throughout the world now.
Yeah,
so it's,
wow.
It's growing, 'cause it's such a great idea.
I mean, and it is a really great idea. I mean, I know for myself, I don't have a garden. I live in an apartment complex, and I do love me some bananas, and I always feel a little bit bad throwing the peel out. So it is a really good idea. But your listing's been quite popular on the app, hasn't it?
Well, that's the thing. And that's what really surprised me, because I didn't know what to expect, of course. And within a week or two, I had a few people who contacted me. And within probably 3 or 4 weeks, I had so many that I had to stop it, because it was just going to be overflowing. And so that was a lovely surprise, but it was also lovely to meet all the people. And they were mostly people like yourself who live in apartment buildings near me. And a lot of them had lived overseas maybe and had lived in buildings where they had composting systems. And so their big thing here was that they lived and they were used to composting or used to saving their scraps and putting them, you know, into some kind of system. So that was great. And so I think I limited to about 10 people, which was plenty for me. And then I closed off the list and just said, look, I've got a wait list now, and I've now got about 10 people on the wait list. You know,
so I bet when you started 2020, you never thought you'd have a wait list for your compost, would you?
For sure. And so what's been really nice is that I've been set up a group with people, and so they now communicate with each other, and they give me updates, and I give them updates. And so they, because it's still quite new as a compost bin, it's still maturing, and I've set up a herb garden around the bin, and they're contributing plants to it as well. And I'm really looking forward to summer, because, you know, the herbs will be growing and the compost will be ready. And once I've got enough, I'll give it back to the people, because most of them have got pot plants and balconies and little gardens anyway in their apartments, and I'll use it myself. So, yeah.
How good is that? And it's great because it gives people an opportunity to, you know, as I said, get rid of some of your banana peels. But it sounds like you've had, you know, been able to find a little bit of connection in what most of us have find to be a bit of an isolating time. Well, Vicky, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me about this morning.
That's no problem at all.